This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for next year that's piled high with new safety net programs for the poor and middle class. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
In an unusually timed rollout, the Friday afternoon before Memorial Day, the White House presented a $6 trillion budget for next year that would increase the debt held by U.S. taxpayers to the size of the economy. That's despite more than $3 trillion in proposed tax increases over the decade. The Biden budget includes new social programs like universal pre-kindergarten, large subsidies for child care, and guaranteed paid leave. There would be a 16% increase in spending on domestic cabinet agencies while limiting the increase on defense spending to 1.7%. To help offset spending, Biden would increase tax rates on corporations over the next 15 years to 28% and return the top personal income tax bracket to 39.6%. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Senate Republicans on Friday blocked creation of an independent commission to investigate the deadly riot by Donald Trump supporters at the Capitol in Washington. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Trump had called the panel a Democrat trap and warned Republicans to stay away. Six GOP senators voted with Democrats to create the panel, but not enough to overcome a Republican filibuster. Most had said they thought the commission would be used against them politically, though the panel's membership would be split evenly between the parties.
Shame on the Republican Party.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is leaving open the possibility of forcing a vote in the future.
Senators should rest assured that the events of January 6 will be investigated.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday hosted his Belarusian counterpart, Alexander Lukashenko, for talks on closer union ties amid Belarus's bruising showdown with the EU over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest a dissident journalist. In an emotional tirade in Sochi, the 66-year-old Belarusian leader bemoaned the EU sanctions against the Belarusian flag carrier Belavia, pointing at its role in carrying thousands and thousands of travelers from the EU and the United States who were stranded abroad at the start of the pandemic. Lukashenko has found himself increasingly isolated after flight controllers told the crew of a Ryanair plane to land in Minsk because there was a bomb threat against it. No bomb was found once the plane was on the ground, but 26-year-old journalist Ramin Pratisevich was arrested along with his Russian girlfriend. EU leaders denounced the action as a hijacking and piracy and responded by barring Belarusian carriers from the bloc's airspace and airports and advising European airlines to skirt Belarus. A top World Health Organization official on Friday criticized the fractious debate that has recently arisen between the United States and China regarding the ongoing search for the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, saying the whole process had been poisoned by politics. Speaking in Geneva, WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said the claims in recent days over where the virus may have originated were largely without evidence and were hurting cooperation.
All hypotheses for the origin of the virus remain on the table. Further studies are going to be needed across the board to further elucidate those origins. And we believe we can make more progress, especially with the support of our member states and the support of scientists working in a positive manner.
Earlier this week, President Joe Biden asked U.S. intelligence agencies to explore the origins of the virus, including whether it might have come from a Wuhan, China lab. China hit back at the suggestion, accusing Biden of playing politics with the pandemic. A man with severe schizophrenia who had been on a watch list for Islamic radicalism stabbed a police officer at her station Friday in western France and shot two others before police shot and killed him. Authorities said the slain suspect was a Frenchman in his 40s who had been on a watch list for Islamic radicalism because of his rigorous religious practices, according to the country's interior minister. The assailant had recently been released from prison and was under monitoring by psychiatric services. The three officers were wounded, but none is in life-threatening condition. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.